Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? JP Finley here for Redskins Talk Podcast. Very excited. We are going all in on free agency. Rich Tandler is here, and we are going to break down what we think will and will not happen with the Redskins. First, let's thank our sponsors, the good folks at Commuter Connections. A couple clicks is all it takes to share a ride to work when you want, where you want, for free at commuterconnections.org or 1-800-745-RIDE. Don't forget, their app is available. Carpool now. Tandler, what's up, dude?
Hey, and it's free, too. I think you said that once, but that's worth mentioning again, I think.
Look at Tandler plugging the sponsors.
There we go. I got to do my part.
Yeah, man. We're all trying to carry that weight. What's the What's the coach that moved to Minnesota say? Row the boat. We're trying to row the boat.
Chop some wood or whatever it is we're doing.
Some cheesy, cliched saying to motivate.
Filling your own.
Yeah. all right. I got a big list here. Why don't you... All right, so tell everybody what happens Tuesday at noon.
It's 4 p.m. is when this... 4 p.m. Eastern. What basically can happen is...
So where did I get noon?
What?
Where did I get noon from?
I saw 4 p.m. I looked at the NFL calendar the other day.
All right. You're probably right. As usual, yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it certainly doesn't mean that conversations aren't going on before. They're probably going on right now, as a matter of fact. But, so Tuesday at 4 p.m., teams can legally contact agents of players who are pending free agents. They cannot actually talk to the players. The players cannot take visits of the team. They can't get on the phone and talk to the coach. It's strictly, you know, setting up contract parameters. Now, as we've seen, I think more frequently in the last few years, I think this has been around for 3 or 4 years maybe. We've gotten to more where, you know, word is getting out that yes, these teams have agreed, and just as soon as Thursday at 4 o'clock rolls around, when it becomes legal to go ahead and sign a player, you know, a lot of these deals will get executed and made official right then. But anything they agree to, obviously, they can change their mind. We saw Frank Gore a couple of years ago agree to something with the Eagles, and it was all over, and he's an Eagle and everything. And then I think 24 hours later, he changed his mind, went to the Colts. So that can happen. So no matter what you hear, nothing is official until pen gets put to paper. That can't happen before Thursday afternoon.
It ain't over till it's over, Tandler.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. That is all good information. I think they got to at least change the name. The legal tampering period sounds like one of the more ridiculous Watergate-esque titles I've ever heard.
Yeah, it sounds like you can go out and roll back the odometer on your car or something.
Quick, what's the best roll back the odometer in your car reference from a movie?
Oh, man, you got me.
Ferris Bueller, man. Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, indeed. It also, a legal tampering period sounds like something the Redskins are going to take advantage of for a couple years, and then 5 years from now, the Giants are going to complain about it, and the NFL is going to fine the Skins like $20 million against the salary cap.
And don't forget draft picks.
And draft picks, right.
Right.
But But no, but who's counting, right? Okay.
Exactly.
So, a lot has happened with the Redskins. What's your take on Scott McLuhan? Real quick, housekeeping. We're going to take care of state of the Redskins and then go all in on free agents. I got a list of guys that we're gonna spit scalding hot takes on. All right, but Taylor, real quick, okay. Scott McLuhan.
Man, I don't know. You go, it does seem kind of strange to miss an event as big as the Combine, because of your grandmother having passed away almost a month before. But I don't know. I don't know if it's over. Was it a direct disagreement over Cousins? I mean, that's sheer 100% speculation on my part. But maybe they were just way off on how to handle that, and that's what's kind of led. It appears that he has been essentially informally demoted is what I am hearing. Again, more rumor mill stuff than any kind of actual reporting stuff, though.
Yeah, people are going to try to downplay the severity of your GM not going to the combine. I'm not going to do that. It's a big deal and it's bad for the organization. I don't think this is about a disagreement over Cousins. I think there are some greater issues at play. But frankly, I don't think that is worth speculating about. And I say we move on. I did a Twitter poll today, Monday, where I asked my Twitter followers, what's the biggest story over the last week? Gruden extension, Kirk trade rumors, McLuhan not being at the combine, or the Trent Murphy suspension, or the reports of a Trent Murphy suspension. And the McLuhan not being at the combine was the overwhelming winner. And I got, last time I checked, it had well over like 500 votes. So it was a decent sample size. It wasn't like six people just responded to me real quick.
Right.
So the McLuhan thing is a big deal. And I see fans on Twitter like mad at me for talking about it, and I'm like, man, this is a story. You can pretend it's not, but it is. All right, so that's us touching on McLuhan. It's a bad situation. Perhaps it gets resolved. I'm starting to think I have a hard time seeing the resolution, but you never know. It's a weird world. Kirk trade rumors. I'm going to go first. Could Kirk get traded to the Niners? Absolutely. I don't see it. I still think it's a far possibility just because of all the hoops it requires to jump through. But it could certainly happen. Could Kirk get traded to the Niners and then there's a three-way trade that brings Tony Romo from Dallas to the Skins? I don't see that happening.
Don't forget about the number two pick in the draft going to Dallas in exchange for Tony Romo.
That makes the
quarterback with 50-some-odd million left in his contract.
Here's what I think. If the Skins were to lose Kirk Cousins, and you and I yelled at each other about this at Tommy Joe's with Russell and McNally, but if the Skins were to lose Kirk Cousins and Tony Romo's on the free agent marketplace, I think trying to sign Robo at a reduced price, some sort of incentive-laden, games-played incentive contract would be a smart football move. Now, that's not looking at all his Cowboys history and all that stuff, but if he can play and he's healthy, he's a good football player. But the trade and all that is just asinine.
No. In fact, it's barely even worth discussing. But I agree, a trade could happen. I probably think I have a little bit more of a chance that it will happen than you do. I don't.
The trade to the Niners?
Trade to the Niners, yes.
What's your percentage?
A percentage, I'd say 28.75%.
Okay, so I think it's about a 1-4 shot. I think it might happen.
Yeah, so it's 25, so maybe we're a little bit closer.
Yeah.
But it's not that many hoops to jump through. I mean, the 49ers know what he wants in a contract. They've got a gazillion dollars in cap space. They have no quarterbacks on their roster at all. I don't get the sense that Kyle wants any kind of a temporary solution. I don't think he wants to screw around. Yes, he has a 6-year contract. But, the 49ers, they'll whack you, if you're not.
Right.
He probably really has a 2-year contract.
Right.
I think double-digit losses in those 2 years. He's gone. I think he would give up not a lot, but he would give up something of value to get Kirk Cousins a year early.
So you swap the 2 and the 17, and then you get maybe another first later or a second and a third or something?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think one thing, I have a couple of responses. The conversation around dysfunction at the Redskins, you want dysfunction. Look at that Niners franchise. Now, maybe they've hit it, and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are going to work. But you're talking about an owner that just ran off their most successful coach since Bill Walsh in getting rid of Jim Harbaugh. And what's happened there since, including what's happened with them publicly, privately. I mean, I don't know how confident anybody should be in what's going to happen with the Niners.
You skipped over John Lynch, a TV color commentator who's never worked a day in a front office in his life.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan and a rookie head coach in Kyle Shanahan. That's who their eggs are in those baskets.
Right. But I tell you what, I am not as bearish on John Lynch as many are. I think that dude just seems so deep into the game of football that I think he'll be able to somewhat successfully step into that role. I also think Mike Shanahan's going to have a very large role in that organization, and he certainly...
I don't know if that's a good thing for the Niners.
You can argue that, too, but I think they won't lack for football experience. And who knows? Maybe I don't know that that's as important as maybe it once was. The other thing, though...
Getting the right players when you were 2-14 the year before isn't as important as it once was?
That is absolutely important. Coming to a conclusion of how you will get those right players with a new mindset, I'm not going to fight that. I think if they want to try something new, that's okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But the one thing I will say regards to the Kirk trade rumors, and I wish we had an audio effect to allow us to pat ourselves on the back a little bit here. The Redskins very seriously like Colt McCoy. There are folks in Ashburn that consider Colt a real option as a starting quarterback. Now, I know you and I disagree on this, Tandler, but you and I are also part of a team that reported this like 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago even. So now it's going to start coming out more and more, and that's not something that folks should forget about as talks of trading Kirk get a little more serious.
I would agree. I mean, I think it would be a big... I didn't mean to argue that it would never happen. I'm just saying it would be, and the people have talked about it, I just don't think it would be a good idea. I don't have much confidence that Colt could lead the Redskins to be tough to get out of double-digit losses.
I disagree with you if he's healthy, but that's a giant if. And today is a free agency podcast, so we're not going to do that. All right, one more thing. Jay Gruden extension. You and I have both written a lot on this, so our listeners need to go check out what we've written, so we can get to the free agency portion of this thing. But give me one word answer. Jay Gruden's extension is
good.
I agree.
You know, I mean, the time, yeah, maybe push up the timing of it, you know, some to try to, you know, gloss over this Scott thing. Sure, why not, if you want to say that. That's cool. But, you know, I think it had been unplanned for a while. You don't just sit down to dinner and work out an extension like that. I mean, you just don't go in with it. You know, go into it cold like that. Hey, let's do this. I think they've been kind of going around about with it for a little while, and did this speed it up? Yeah, maybe. Why not?
Well, you know, I was saying they needed to work out that extension in November because I think it just makes sense. And that was when the things were going well in Ashburn. That was before the McLuhan demise or whatever you want to say is happening there. I think extending Jay made sense before the PR hit the team took in the last week, and I certainly think it makes sense now. And I think to dismiss it as just a PR mechanism to try to cover up the Scott McLuhan mess, I think that's incorrect. All right, that is housekeeping portion of this podcast. We are now going to dive into free agency. Tandler, I got 12 names on a piece of paper. Assuming I added that up right, it might be 11. But I got a bunch of names on a piece of paper that I'm going to ask you, and you are going to tell me what you think, if the Skins will not make a run at them. I think the answer is going to be, I think I know the answer for a lot of them, but whatever, it's going to be fun.
Okay. All right,
we're about to do it. Quick word from our sponsors.
A couple clicks is all it takes to pay your bills, to share your thoughts, and now to share a ride. A couple clicks gives you more options to more places for free. Register to Rideshare today at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. Try our new Carpool Now app too.
Thanks to our lovely sponsors. All right, Taylor, we're going to start right now with, we're going to start with the Redskins' internal free agents. What's going to happen with Kirk Cousins?
Stays. Well, signs a long-term deal.
Okay. I lean that direction, too. I think a trade is in play, but I lean that direction. DeSean Jackson.
I think he's more than likely gone, but I'm starting to hear that there might be a little better chance. I've heard that Jay Gruden wants him back, so this could be a test of whether Jay Gruden has expanded authority in the organization or not.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting with that theory is that Jay, if you remember his wrap-up press conference, he kind of blasted DeSean in that presser. Now, he did it without naming names, but he was asked about Pierre and DeSean, and he talked about leadership and how important that is, and it's not just what you do on the field. But maybe that was actually about Pierre, and we didn't understand that at the time. Who knows? I don't think so, though.
It was cryptic. Just real quick, the report today, you wrote about it. He said that Jackson will be looking for between $10 and $12 million. I think it was close to 10. I think the Redskins maybe we'll step up and do that. If it's close to 12, he's gone.
Yeah, what was the thing that I got all bent out of shape about Kenny Stills? How much money was that for Kenny Stills?
12.
If Kenny Stills is getting 12, DeSean's got to get more. And I don't care that Kenny Stills is younger. I mean, at some point, this has to be about play on the field, right?
Yeah, but it also, becomes about play on the field in years 3 and 4 of the contract.
Yeah, I just see like a 3-year, $13 million for DeSean. Maybe I'm crazy. And it all depends on the guaranteed anyway. I mean, who knows?
Right.
All right, so I think we both kind of agree on DeSean. Probably not, but it seems like there's more chance of him than our next topic, Pierre Garçon.
Gone.
Especially now. You know, he clowned the Skins on Twitter. It's hard to tell what emojis mean on Twitter.
Like, right.
So, in case our listeners don't know, Pro Football, PFT had a tweet that was clowning the Redskins, and Pierre quote tweeted it with that, like, laughing, crying face. To me, that means he's laughing about the state of the Redskins. But I guess it's also possible he could be saying he's laughing at that report and the Redskins are fine. How did you take it?
I don't comment on emoji tweets. I have no take on them at all.
That is one of the least surprising things I've ever heard you say.
not really in that emoji world, so I'm not going to put my opinion about an emoji-only tweet.
All right, I have Pierre not coming back. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're one more.
Is there an emoji for that? Yes.
Probably.
100 with the underline.
Yes. Wow. I think it's 100, though, when you say it right.
100. Yeah. Okay.
That I want to make that my ringtone, you saying 100. All right. Chris Baker, big swaggy. I think he's coming back.
Chances are good, but like with the other guys, far, far from a sure thing.
Sure. What percentage would you say?
Percent, I'd go... No, I'm going to go 48.7.
Wow. All right. That, I think he's coming back, but that still seems really high to me just because, I mean, the team's not protected at all. He can talk to whoever he wants. And a source I talked to said that there's as many as 6 teams in the running on this thing. So play the numbers. What's 1 out of 6? Like 18% or something?
I do think, though, he will realize it here. He won't give a discount, but I think he might give enough of one to make the difference.
I agree, but if there's 6 teams in on it, let's just say that, right? So
right.
There's 6 teams, so that's 18% roughly. Say he's going to give them a bit of a better chance, I'll bump it up to like 25, maybe 30%. That I don't know. That's just... There's a lot of football out there, man. A lot of cash out there to be made.
That's true.
Okay, now let's get stupid. Big names on the market. Alshon Jeffrey.
No comments out there, listeners.
I think Taylor just made fun of me, everybody. Alshon Jeffrey.
Last, I was including me in that.
Okay, fair. I'm gonna say this name one last time. Alshon Jeffrey.
No.
I agree.
14, 15 million. They're talking about? No.
I don't
like him. I don't like him as a player. I like his size. He's made some nice sports center type catches, but he had two contract years. And, you know, I guess it's not really his fault that he got injured for one of them. And then he had a PED suspension. I believe it was PED. I'm sorry. A 4-game suspension, substance of some sort suspension last year. And I'm nonplussed.
Nonplussed.
For that money.
Yeah, I think it's going to be too much cash. My real take on Redskins free agency, they're not going to compete for top-tier guys. They're not going to go to market prices on just about anybody, to peak market prices.
Right. Agreed.
All right, you ready for your next one?
Yeah.
Kenny Britt.
You know, I saw him in the $6 to $8 million range. Somebody, I believe it was Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, said he heard that would be his value. Seems about right about their wheelhouse, especially if they lose both of the receivers. Now, he's never put up real good numbers. Had his first 1,000-yard season of his, I think, 7-year career last year with 1,002, I think. But he has had seriously garbage quarterbacks throwing to him, from Jake Locker to whoever else, clipboard Jesus, Tennessee.
Whitehurst, maybe?
The guys in the Rams quarterbacks for the last few years. It's just been awful guys throwing to him. So it would be hard for anybody. Jerry Rice probably couldn't have been very productive with those guys throwing to him.
Yeah, and he also hasn't. He's missed some games. He's missed some time. I mean, there's not having a 1,000-yard season yet in his career, I don't think, is that damaging, because he hasn't always had 16-game seasons. And I think Kenny Britt could happen. One source told me that I know the Redskins have had conversations about Kenny Britt. And here's the thing: he's bigger and fat. He's bigger and younger than both Pierre and Deshaun. And he's faster than Pierre. So if you're looking for, if the Redskins were able to go Josh Doctson on one side, Kenny Britt on the other, it's a very different look than what they had with Deshaun and Pierre.
And he's missed, just real quick look, it was at the Rams the last 3 years, he missed one game.
Yeah, I'm looking at starts, but yeah, I hear you. In St. Louis and L.A., with the Rams, he's played plenty. Next name, you ready?
Yep.
Another Kenny Stills.
You know, I earlier on, I thought that he might be the guy. I don't think so. I don't think that the interest is there.
I'm with you.
For him.
All right, I'm gonna bonus question. This is an internal that I forgot to write down, and a great dude, and who was the guest on our last podcast, so he's a friend of the podcast, Taylor. We get to say that. I tell you what, we will invite him to the podcast party and hope he attends. Vernon Davis. You think Vernon's coming back?
You know, I'm kind of, I would bet yes, but, you know, I think he's, I don't think he's going to jump at anything. I think he'll wait. I think he'll get some offers. You know, I think the market kind of ignored him last year. I looked it up. He signed with the Redskins on March 31st. I mean, he had a visit in the fairly early on in the first week or so, and then there was nothing. It was crickets for weeks, and I think he wanted to see things come on. Now, I think he's coming off a better year this year. I think the, obviously he likes it here. It's home, and he told you that he likes Gruden. I'm sure that the offense suits him. But, you know, this is his last chance at even him. You know, he's not going to get a huge payday from anybody. Last chance of even a mid-sized payday.
See,
so I think he'll do some shopping around, but I think he'll end up back here.
All right, I want to agree with you just because I want to be able to keep talking to Vernon this fall. But I have a scenario. Martellus Bennett is a free agent in New England. if, and who knows the if, but if Vernon Davis takes a visit to New England, a team that loves good, smart football players, that uses the tight end all the time, I mean, is there a better situation that he could maybe walk into? I can't imagine one.
Oh, no, there certainly is not.
And I don't know that New England's interested, but, man, if you're late in your career and you want to try to get a ring like I imagine Vernon would want to, that would be pretty interesting, I think.
Yep. Hello, Chris Long on offense.
Yeah, really, exactly. All right, we're going to go one big boy just because I think this might be a fit, but I think the money will be too big. TJ Lang, Packers guard.
No, they're not going to pay free agent guard. I mean, they tell you what, they're going to have to pay Brandon Sheriff in the $10 million plus range and within a couple of years.
You and I were fighting about that on Twitter. I told you it's going to be a lot of money.
What? Who?
You and me.
You told me who was going to be a lot of money.
I'm saying we had a discussion where he won't have to make that much money because he plays guard. And I was like, he's still going to get paid 10 mil or more at guard.
Oh, it was a top five pick. Yes. Or right. A top 10 pick.
Yeah. Anyway. And I agree with you. The Skins are not going to, they are very much committed to developing their own offensive line. I think maybe Ari pushes Sean Laval, or they give Sean another run at it. And Sean played pretty well early in the year. So a lot of folks forget that as he got put on skates repeatedly late in the year. Let's have another couple fun ones that I think I know your answer. Adrian Peterson.
Zero. Zero, zero, 0.000 chance.
There is no chance, and he's not a fit. So he's like a high-volume running back that can't pass protect. He's just not a fit in a Gruden offense. So, sorry, AP. Is it what is his nickname? AP or AD?
AD.
All right, AD's not coming to DC. How about that?
As in all day.
All right, Jamal Charles.
No,
I agree.
Too injury prone. I don't know. He might be a fit. I think he's pretty good out of the backfield. I won't say zero chance. I'd say, but not a slim chance. I think, you know, why bring him in? I mean, he's got, you know, he does have that injury, recent injury history. I'd rather, that you really have to wonder about.
I'm with you. I don't think he lands in D.C. I'd rather just keep developing Chris Thompson and keep Chris Thompson healthy rather than bring in Jamal Charles and worry about him getting hurt. I do think, though, there's a good chance either Adrian Peterson or Jamal Charles, I think there's a good chance both of them end up in the NFC East, but I really think there's a good chance one of them ends up in the NFC East.
Charles more than Peterson, I think. I don't think Peterson's going to the Giants. That was his interest, not the Giants.
What about the Cowboys?
No. No.
We'll see.
He's going to go someplace where Ezekiel Elliott is the lead back?
Yes.
Is there going to be any carries for him? Why would he go there?
I mean, guys got care because at this point in his career, I think he knows he's a backup. He's always wanted to play for the Cowboys. He can like.
I don't think he knows he's a backup.
He can claim some BS about like being Zeke's mentor or something. I just could see it happen. All right, other side of the ball, and we're going with the big men to start. Dontari Poe, Chiefs.
No,
too much cash, right?
Too much. Yep.
Again, I don't think the Skins are going to the top of the market for any free agent. I think the only guy they may do it is Kirk Cousins. Yeah. Okay. What about Brandon Williams from the Ravens?
Yeah. You know, I think that's more they're going to start looking, you know,
he's going to get a lot of money, man.
What?
He's going to get a lot of money too, though.
Yeah. He's not going to get what Poe's going to get.
Yeah. Calais Campbell.
You know, I think they'll be in on him. He's going to be 31, I think, before the season starts.
I would spend the money on Brandon Williams instead of Calais Campbell.
I like Campbell better. I think Campbell's more of a. That depends on what you want.
I guess Campbell's more explosive, and Williams
more
is 28.
More of a pass rush guy.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him in training camp going against Sean Laval.
Oh, we see that every day. The ghosts of Arizona.
Yep.
All right, more than all the guys I've named so far, and I've been harping on this dude for a while, but Jonathan Hankins. He's 24 yep. years old and has shown flashes when he wasn't injured of being a serious playmaker. You think they go after the Giants' D lineman?
If the price is right. Which is obviously the case, the case all over. But yeah, he is, he's not going to get huge money, but
seven sacks in 2014.
The age will definitely be a draw for the Redskins, no doubt.
Seven sacks in 2014 when he was 22 years old. The guy can play, man. All right, and then one guy we know. I mean, it's been reported. I think you confirmed it that the Skins will be interested in Eagles nose guard Benny Logan. That's kind of that second tier guy that might make sense for them, I think.
This was back in January before the Super Bowl. This came out.
It was in the season. It was in season when it came out.
Right.
Here's one thing that's crazy. One thing to keep in mind, though, is William Golston just got 5 years, $27 million from Tampa. And I'm not sure he's on par. He might be a bigger name, but the guys we've discussed, I think, are better than him.
What were those numbers again?
I believe 5 years, 27. I know the guarantees what matters.
So that's $5 million a year. Sportrack, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
They projected Baker to get like 7.4.
Yeah.
Over 4 years. But even if they keep Baker, I think if they can get one of those guys in the 6-7-8 might be pushing it, but 6-7 million plus range, I think there's a good possibilities there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Other guys on here, there's no name that really pops, but it'll probably be a name that doesn't pop that they sign. But
sure.
if the Redskins defense has to do absolutely one thing, and I say in free agency so that they're not locked into having to draft for position, they've got to get a nose guard. If you're going to run this 3-4 scheme, you've got to have a capable nose guard on first and second down. They have hardly had it in the 7 years they've run this defense, and it has hurt them consistently.
Yes, I would agree. Get somebody who's 3'10", 3'20 plus in there, and let them do what it. And then hopefully be a bonus if it's somebody who can kick out in pass rush when you're in a 4-3 alignment, which yep. they are most of the time. You don't want to pay a lot of money for a guy to play running situations, to play 30% of the snaps.
Yep.
So you can get like half the snaps out of them.
All right, we're going to go quick now. We're going to the safety position. Tony Jefferson, kid from the Cardinals.
Would like it, but he's going to make money. No.
He's going to make money. I think that's the kind of kid they want. Undrafted, worked really hard, earned his spot. But, yeah, it's going to cost some cash. He's only 25, too, man. That's what you want to target. Barry Church, taking away the Cowboys' defensive captain.
Maybe. I think that would be another. I don't want to. It would be kind of an insult to call him the Band-Aid. But I don't,
He's older.
Getting a younger guy would be preferable.
Yeah, I agree. All right, two more names. Jonathan Cyprian, kid from Jacksonville. He's a big hitter, but I worry about pairing Sua with Cyprian and having issues on single high coverage. I mean,
it would be a disaster. Neither one of those guys is a free safety.
I think, but
just real quick, I know we're not talking about the draft, but I had somebody on Twitter pestering me about drafting two people, about Jabril Peppers.
Yeah.
Great guy, good athlete, can't have two strong safeties on the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you need a true free out there to pair with Sua. I think Sua is going to be really good. I think it can be a significant upgrade for the organization. But you really got to be mindful of who you pair him with. And I had one more. DJ Swearinger.
Same thing, isn't he? Isn't he also pretty much as strong?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting because I think Swearinger stays with the Cardinals. I think Jefferson hits the market, and I think if the Skins, I mean, you talk about Tony Jefferson. What if you can get him at 8 or 9 per? I think I'd rather have 25-year-old Tony Jefferson at $9 million AAV than Calais Campbell at 10.5.
Well, or Buda Baker at 2.1.
Yeah. Yeah, Buda could be good. Did you see the kid from UConn, Melifonwu? I hope I'm saying that right. I put him, he was one of my guys to watch, man. That guy killed it at the Senior Bowl, and I knew once it's all about times and how high you can jump and all the combine stuff that he was going to go nuts.
He did.
Yeah. All right, RT. Let's talk about your plans for the week.
It's going to be me and my computer.
Yeah. We're just going to be working phones and writing stories the next 3 days.
3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, you know, I think the Redskins really, I think they're going to sign guys. They'll be signing guys over the weekend. I don't know if they'll get anybody on Thursday, maybe Friday. I think you're probably looking at, you know, again, with the, we're talking those kind of those second tier guys. You know, Saturday, Sunday could be when things start going.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that will probably drive my wife crazy.
Well, it is life in the big leagues. You know?
That is real life.
You know, this time of year, you're not going on the road every other week. So
it's a good point. All right, real quick, one more word from our sponsors who we really appreciate, and then we're going to do a bit of an announcement.
A couple clicks is all it takes to pay your bills, to share your thoughts, and now to share a ride. A couple clicks gives you more options to more places for free. Register to Rideshare today at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. Try our new Carpool Now app too.
Tandler, we are going to have the podcast party in April. I don't have an exact date, but April. So you have your calendar pretty open in April?
Well, there's the draft, of course. Yeah, that's the end of the month.
That's late. Outside of that, you available?
Yeah.
All right.
Good to know. It's up to me, but yeah, I'm. You know me. My social calendar is. I think I tweeted you pictures of my calendar before with absolutely nothing. No events today, as far as the eye can see. So.
Good deal, man. So do you have one? Give us like one surprise free agent you see wearing burgundy and gold in the next month. And that can be internal or external.
DeSean Jackson.
Okay. I think the Skins need to be mindful of what happens with Will Compton. I really do. I think because he's an undrafted guy, yes, he's a restricted free agent, but the tender needs to be enough to keep teams from poaching him.
Well, the undrafted tender is $1.7 million.
Can't they offer more, though?
Sure.
Yeah, that's
not as in the tender. They could. I think the best thing with both him and Thompson is to just sign him 2-year contracts, guarantee him some money, give him some money up front. The tenders, you don't get anything up front. You don't get anything until the season starts, and you just in your weekly paychecks. But they kind of need to get that done before Thursday at 4 o'clock.
I agree. And I think both those guys are important and kind of that core Skins players you need. And if it, maybe you take care of them. And you, like you said, you give them 2 years, guarantee some cash. Don't let them go out there and start shopping tenders. Right?
Right. But they can match.
Right. True. But I think both those guys, but I think Compton especially would be of interest to some teams on the West Coast.
This is true.
All right, real quick, again, we want to thank the good folks at Commuter Connections. A couple clicks is all it takes to share a ride to work when you want, where you want, for free. For free, Rich Tandler. CommuterConnections.org, 800-745-RIDE, and their app is Carpool Now. Tandler, where does everybody find you, man?
Rich_Tandler, CSN on the tweet box. And, Tandler CSN on Facebook.
The tweet box. Are you doing a bit? What was
that?
I
don't know. That just came off the top of my head. I don't know.
All right, you can find me at JPFinleyCSN and Facebook.com/JPFinleyCSN. Also, please subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast, give us some reviews. Tell us what you think of Rich Tandler saying 100. And thank you guys very much for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.